T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yesterday was a monumental day in the city of Pittsburgh. Some people thought it would never happen. Some people can't believe it happened. What's that? Sportsbook betting came to Rivers Casino.
Legal sportsbook betting.
Well, yeah.
Because, and, I mean, the fact is, there's been sportsbook betting going on in, you know, with bookies forever
and
in Pittsburgh.
It was introductory hours yesterday and today. And to get the details, we have with us on our Disc Institute, a Pittsburgh Newsline, the Director of Communications at the Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board, Doug Harbach. Doug, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So let's start with that. These test period introduction, what exactly does that mean?
Well, as we have done when we opened any casino or when we introduced table games into the slots-only casinos, it's important that the board work with the casino over a period to iron out any difficulties. Understand that these casinos are regulated tightly and heavily. They have probably more regulations to follow than any industry, maybe outside of nuclear power. And we have to make sure when we get them running that the systems are working correctly, also that the personnel who have been trained into this new venture of gambling are handling the customers and the wagers and so forth, that the count at the end of the day is done correctly, because, you know, in the end, that's what's important to the Commonwealth, too, and that is the money and how much tax revenue will come in off of this. All those things need to be ironed out before we can say, okay, you're ready to open to the public, because our role as the Gaming Control Board is really to protect the public, to protect their interests, and we want to make sure that the facility is operating smoothly when they go to the regular hours.
And, Doug, for those that don't know, there was legislation that was pending and they were waiting the outcome, but our lawmakers were forward-thinking on this particular issue.
Yeah, I'll give them a lot of credit on that. When they passed the gaming expansion bill in late 2017, and that also allows for internet gaming. It also is allowing for some of these mini casinos. Of course, a couple of those are scheduled to be built or opened out here in Western PA, and even gaming within the airports, those type of things that are going on. They also put in the provision that would allow sports wagering to commence in Pennsylvania should a U.S. Supreme Court case that was brought by the state of New Jersey rule in favor of allowing the states to do this. So when that ruling came down middle of last year, then, boom, that was part of the law, and we were ready to get underway toward this.
We're joined by Doug Harbach, the Director of Communications at the Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board, this morning. Doug, so after we get past these introductory hours today from noon until 10 p.m., Saturday, Sunday, especially as people come down for the Steelers game on Sunday, will you be able to go into the Rivers and bet?
Oh, absolutely. They'll have the regular hours, I believe, at 9 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday. I do know that Bill Keno, the general manager at the Rivers, has been stressing very vehemently that if you want to bet on the Steelers on Sunday, for example, please come early. They're looking at the possibility of some overflow areas they know that we saw a good number of people ready to commence with sports wagering. The public was there in good numbers yesterday. They'll be there today. But Sunday is going to be taxing. It's going to be a big crowd because of who's coming over to the North Shore.
Well, it's funny you use the word taxing because in theory, the state stands to gain a significant revenue stream over time on this, and all the illegal sports betting that's been going on for decades and decades isn't taxed. How many people do you think will bet legally, and how much are they anticipating the revenue stream going to the state?
Well, that's, we'll go back in, since we're not youngsters anymore, the $64,000 question, if you remember that, and that is that We don't know exactly what's going to be brought in yet, except the American Gaming Association, which is kind of the umbrella for the casino industry in the United States, had reported a while back that they think about $150 billion is being wagered underground.
Wow.
Through for sports wagering. So if you're able to bring a piece of that to the surface in Pennsylvania and then tax it at 36%, which is a high tax rate compared to some other states, but we're a high tax rate state for casinos. We're number one in the United States in the amount of tax revenue being generated from casino gaming alone, which is $1.4 billion a year. And this is a high rate, and I believe it will be then, once we see this legal betting growing, that it will be a significant revenue generator for the Commonwealth.
What about further expansion in western Pennsylvania? I mean, is the Meadows going to get into this? And Lucky Lady down in Nemacolin? And I mean, what is the future of possibility of other sports gaming in our area? Because I know they're doing in the eastern part.
Right. Presque Isle Downs and Erie, which has a pending deal with Churchill Downs to purchase them, has petitioned the board to offer it. They also would be in line to control the Lady Luck Casino down at Nemacolin. So those are options. The Meadows has not petitioned yet. We're not sure exactly what direction they're going to go. I do know that the two western Pennsylvania mini casinos, the one in Beaver County and the one in Westmoreland County, at their public input hearing last week with us, both clearly stated their intent to put a sports book in those facilities.
Well, we're going to have to monitor this very closely, Doug, and we'll check back with you. Appreciate the time this morning. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Doug Harbach, Director of Communications at the Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board, sports betting, legal and happening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.